I was in my early 20s when the first cases of AIDS were identified and reported. The year was 1981. Ronald Reagan was president, and his administration announced that there was nothing to be alarmed about since the virus, often referred to as the gay plague, was not affecting, quote, normal people. ACT UP, the radical AIDS coalition to unleash power, with its infamous die-ins and other acts of civil disobedience, had yet to be born. The first wave of the AIDS epidemic changed everything. The deaths came in twos and threes and fours, then more. A friend of mine crossed out almost his entire address book. Communities were decimated. 25 years later, the memories of those lost are not so much forgotten but subsumed. In the passage of time, in the new faces of the disease, in the miracle of the drugs that came along and extended lives. When a friend told me about Persistent Voices, poetry by writers lost to AIDS, edited by Philip Clark and David Groff, and published recently by Allison Books, I immediately picked up a copy and started reading. My memory took me back to the writers whose names appear in these pages, some of whom I had the privilege of working with, and also to other gay men I knew who were lost to this epidemic. The impetus for this collection was born when co-editor Philip Clark read the work of many of the poets in his gay and lesbian youth group when he was in high school. When he later tried to find out more about the authors, most of them either self-published or in small press editions, all he could find out was that they were dead. He was struck by the immensity of the first wave of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that it had largely been ignored. Later, when he met David Groff, the literary executor for Paul Monet, the two of them set upon the task of becoming co-editors of this collection. The result is an honoring, a resurrection of sorts, of the poetic voices that were lost to this epidemic, and a remembering of an era. Persistent Voices is a diverse collection of poetry by poets lost to AIDS, including poets of different races, genders, and sexuality. Included are the few who are widely known, such as Paul Monet, the first openly gay writer to win the National Book Award for his memoir Becoming a Man, published in 1992, and William Dickey, one of the most award-winning poets of his generation. The experimental, such as Joe Brainard, and surrealist writer and actress in John Waters' films Cookie Mueller, to the perhaps lesser known but nonetheless exquisite writers Walter Borowski, Essex Hempel, Carl Tierney, and Tim DeLugos, among others. The poems are a tapestry of experience, with many pieces having nothing to do with gay life or the AIDS epidemic, and others reflecting on the losses experienced before the authors lost their own lives. One notable poem on this theme is Daniel Diamond's His Face in Every Crowd, beginning with, "I see it when something happens to individuals they can't fully comprehend. I saw it at Bloomingdale's on the face of a woman who was caught shoplifting and tried to talk her way out of it," and ends with the same shocked terror I sometimes catch only from the corner of my eyes when he thought I wasn't looking on Bob's face, the look our friends withdrew from one by one. That stupefaction, his own body giving way to dissolution with him caught inside. The poems in this collection are more than poems. They are the memory of the lives that were lost, the sons, the daughters, the parents, the lovers, and all the lives that they touched. The poems are also a reminder of the long, empty silence inhabiting the time since the contributors died. Decades have passed, a lifetime for many of the contributors, and what does this mean for the rest of us, those who have gone on, living without them? This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.